Secret Tattoo Wen Ning. Created by
The Leaky Pen.
Opal Song.
Fulvane as Rhysiana.
And Westy C.
And Rhysiana, who helped write and edit. Fandom, Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Wen Ying, Jiang Cheng. Also tagged for. Background, Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji. Tattoos. Getting together. Long distance relationship. Not fic. Chat fic. Ever given. Sexting. Sailor Wen Ying. Surprisingly coherent world building. Modern AU. Demisexual Jiang Cheng. Tattoo sexual Jiang Cheng. Video games and blowjobs.
Hot air.
We can return to the side fic about Wen Ying and his full body tattoos whenever the Leaky Pen would like.
Hello, hello. I'm on my Ning Cheng bullshit pretty much always.
I can be on Ning Cheng bullshit.
Let's talk about how Jiang Cheng, who has one full sleeve tattoo, I'm thinking snakes climbing in and around lotus plants, finds out that Wen Ying, who is pretty much always wearing those gigantic shapeless hoodies with a kangaroo pocket, he keeps snacks in the kangaroo pocket, is just covered in tattoos.
I have thoughts about Wen Ying and how he is the sweetest and also looks the sweetest, but also secretly fucking badass. So, Jiang Cheng and Wei Ying were raised by Madame Yu, who is against tattoos, and Jiang Fengmian, who is the epitome of, but what if you regret it later?
Zhang Fengmian knows all about regretting things later. Unamused emoji.
Lol. Wei Ying has no tattoos, and his only piercings were done with a safety pin in their basement after watching too many teen movies.
He asked Zhang Cheng to give him a stick and poke tattoo once, but that was the one time Zhang Cheng refused to be dragged into his bullshit.
Wei Ying absolutely drew on tattoos in permanent marker to look badass. But well, permanent marker isn't actually permanent. OMG, yes, absolutely.
Wei Ying carefully reapplying those semi-permanent appliques in the exact same spot.
Except for that one time that they did each other. Now, there are regrets.
Baby, please.
Yup. But unlike Wei Ying, Jiang Cheng wants desperately for his parents to be proud of him. Okay, Wei Ying wants this too, but, well, he acknowledges reality. So Jiang Cheng doesn't have any tattoos or piercings. Pure, unblemished skin. Because tattoos are for bad people who make bad life choices. Jiang Cheng has let both Wei Ying and Jiang Yanli draw on him sometimes. Because, whatever. He secretly loves the color and art on his skin. That's where his ideas and yearning for the sleeve come in. His siblings went ham one day and took a bunch of pictures. He washed it off before his parents could see. Then he meets Wen Ying. Through Wei Ying, of course.
Of course. Wei Ying makes friends like breathing.
They're all adults by this point, but it's hard to shake the mindset your parents instilled in you. Especially when they are alive and will criticize. And he's in therapy, but it doesn't feel important. Not compared to all the other bullshit he has to work through. Wei Ying does, and Jiang Cheng meets this shy, incredibly sweet guy who is Wei Ying's roommate's brother. And maybe he flies under the radar. He lets Wei Ying push him around a lot until something, please help, happens. Nothing dramatic, but Wen Ying shows his stubbornness and Jiang Cheng perks up. This sweetness is interesting.
Wen Ying lets Wei Ying push him around, but will not let Wei Ying shit-talk himself when he gets drunk in Maudlin one day and bullies him into drinking water and taking aspirin because he's worth caring for, maybe.
They start hanging out more. And, as you said, Wen Ying wears exclusively massive metal band hoodies that are ratty and look secondhand. They aren't. Wen Ying just is hard on his clothes.
Wen Ying has a collection of co-op video games that he starts taking Zheng Cheng through. Zheng Cheng did not know that there were games you didn't want to kill your opponent over.
Zheng Cheng, stop making assumptions that sweet Wen Ying obviously can't be into metal bands. He is so sweet. OMG, Zheng Cheng and Wei Ying are those kids who have only ever played Mario Kart and Smash and nearly cause property damage when they do. Ruffle emoji!
That's exactly what I'm imagining, except also throw in, like, Tekken as well. Wei Ying spamming that one Yoshimitsu move to kill Zheng Cheng.
Yes! There are other kinds of games? What is this nonsense about story? I'm trying to think of something still not very gamery that Wen Ying walks Zheng Cheng through, that afterwards Zheng Cheng goes swaggering to Wei Ying to say, I am a gamer, suck it. Wei Ying is dreaming about sucking Lan Chan, thank you very much. He will not stoop to Zheng Cheng's dick.
Oh my god, Wen Ying introduces Zheng Cheng to Journey and he cries.
Holy shit, yes!
Look, it's a game about connection in the midst of desolation. Of course Zheng Cheng is going to cry about it.
Yup.
Oh.
In all this, Zheng Cheng keeps getting glimpses of black marks just at the edge of Wen Ying's hoodie collar. He doesn't know what it is, and his brain can't parse it, and he worries because is Wen Ying sick? Are those bruises? Hilariously, he will never forgive Wei Ying for this. His brain goes to choking kink before tattoos. He is worried. Something is wrong. That his friend, he has so few of those, is hurting.
Baby.
He eventually asks, as they sit side by side playing a co-op game. He tries to be as soft and open as he can while he does. Helped by the game. Not helped by Jiang Cheng's everything. It comes out awkward and too forceful, but sincere.
Does Wen Ying just go, oh, and whip the hoodie off, and holy shit, this boy is jacked.
It takes Wen Ying a moment to get it, but then he laughs and lights up, and yes, whips his hoodie off to reveal arms. Oh no, a faint part of Jiang Cheng's mind goes. The part that isn't overwhelmed by arms and ink. Wen Ying is smiling and still stripping, taking off his t-shirt to reveal more ink and more chest. This is the guy who is lifting bros with Huaisong's older bro.
Side note, I love how we've all collectively as a fandom decided that the modern AU equivalent of Wen Ying's fierce corpsening is a badass goth glow-up.
Jiang Cheng must make some sort of strangled stop noise, because Wen Ying blessedly does not do more than push his pants down a little. Hip bones! Jiang Cheng's mind screams. And Wen Ying is talking, shyness gone, explaining the various tattoos. Surprise, Jiang Cheng, you have unlocked his special interest. Jiang Cheng's mind is too overcome by horny and unacknowledged by him, envy, to really understand what he is saying. or understand anything at all. Jiangcheng may or may not ride his bike directly into a pole on his way home. You can't prove it.
When he gets home, he texts Wenning like, "Where did you even get all those?" And Wenning starts sending him links to Instagrams, like a lot of them. They are annotated links explaining what he likes about the different artists' styles.
Oh no, poor Jiangcheng.
Jiangcheng was expecting, like, the name of a shop.
When he gets home, Jiangcheng also jerks off. Very fast. Then again, more slowly. But not that slowly. Two orgasms in a few minutes. Jiangcheng is dazed and a puddle of goo. The problem is that after his brain has calmed down on the horny, he can't stop his inner bullshit. And he knows it is bullshit, but hands starts going, tattoos equals criminal. And it is running into the wall of Wen Ying equals soft and sweet.
When this, the leaky pants post about the tattoo shop, originally said ship, I immediately started imagining modern cargo ship sailor Wen Ying getting tattooed around the world.
Wait, but I love this. Jiangcheng notices that one of the Instagrams is like a tattoo artist in St. Petersburg, and I don't mean St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yes.
Yes!
What if? What if, after Wei Ying's unspecified trouble in this modern AU, he and Wenning run away to sea for a while? This is getting afield of the horny agenda, but I'm only halfway through my coffee.
I have a strong maritime agenda living inside me always, so you are speaking my language, TBF.
I have a friend who is sometimes a photographer, and he had a plan for a while to sign on as a passenger on a slow cargo ship and do photography along the way. I'm extrapolating this to Wei Ying being minorly known as a photographer now from the series he semi-accidentally did during their time on the ship.
I do think this means that sometime before Jiangcheng has worked out his cognitive dissonance, Wen Ying leaves on his next contract.
Yes, absolutely.
And like, Jiangcheng knew this was coming. Wen Ying does these long-haul voyages, then comes home for a few months, during which they hang out like normal, and then he goes again. This has been their pattern for maybe a couple years now.
That would be a very Jiangcheng relationship progression.
Point is, Jiangcheng should not feel as unbalanced by Wen Ying leaving now as he does. Is he gonna talk to anybody about this? Fuck no.
Talk out loud about his feelings? Sounds fake.
He does therapy! Hashtag Jiangcheng therapy agenda.
Oh, true. He talks around it to his therapist. And his therapist is like, what is this really about?
Because look, it isn't important, really. Not as important as all the BS his parents did to him and his sibs. Jiangcheng and Wen Ying still talk. I assume that is a thing you can do at sea. / is from the absolute middle of a continent, no sea anywhere. Or text.
Oh man, I knew this once upon a time. I think pretty much only when they're in dock and close enough to cell towers. Because I'm assuming the satellite communication is not for regular use. It's been ages though, and I may not be remembering correctly.
Can't play games together. But Jiangcheng updates Wen Ying on his progress with Hades. Achilles and Patroclus won't talk to him. Sob emoji times 7. Sunshine sleep boy. Jiangcheng's favorite. For no reason at all, don't question it. Won't unlock his heart. Broken heart emoji. Okay, they text, email, etc. when they can. Look, these may or may not be my own personal problems with the game.
Jiangcheng using his text to Wen Ying a bit like text to the void. So when Wen Ying gets within range of a cell tower, a whole slew of messages download.
Hypnos, let me love you. Broken heart emoji times 4. Yes!
Wen Ying sending postcards.
Yes.
And maybe there's a night where Jiangcheng is a little drunk and a lot horny and has been scrolling tattoo Instagram. And Wen Ying's tattoo Instagram, which, what? And sends a whole slew of horny messages into the void.
Oh my god, yes!
nothing direct, but like general tattoo and dude horny. And Wen Ying gets these and is like, flushed emoji times five. Because he correctly immediately recognizes that he has tattoos and muscles.
What a coincidence.
Side note, I know this is primarily Jung Chung's story, but I would like to point out that Wen Ning absolutely had his canonical crush on Wei Young at first, and did not, at first, notice when his feelings started transferring over to Jung Chung. And then, when he did notice, was very much like, what is it with me and oblivious Yun Meng boys?
I am here for Wen Ning's side of this journey as well.
Yes, agreed! Wen Ying fell for Wei Ying in high school. It only got worse when they graduated and the whole thing with the Jiangs happened and Wei Ying ended up living with him and Jia Jia.
And the year on the cargo trip together, don't forget that.
Then Wei Ying wanted to fling himself into the sea and signed up for a year on a cargo ship, and Wen Ying was so in love that he went with.
Good job finding your chosen career by accident, Wen Ying.
He was planning on taking a break before further schooling anyway, but he hadn't been planning on this particular way of doing it. Yeah, Wen Qing was pissed at Wei Ying for duping her brother into this massive life choice. Wei Ying is only still in possession of all his organs because Wen Ying tripped and fell into his dream career. But also, a year in forced proximity with someone either makes the romance happen or kills it completely. Wei Ying and Wen Ying came back friends. The best of friends. Wen Ying's crush died a sad death on that cargo ship. Wei Ying has no idea. None.
There was a whole journey he was not privy to on the journey. Fell out of love with Wei Ying, fell in love with the sea. Anyway. Wen Ying gets these horny texts from Jung Chung on, like, a 9-hour delay. He's still reading them and having his, wait, I have muscles and tattoos, thought, when he sees that another text has come in that's basically Jung Chung panicking all, whenever you get this, don't scroll up! Jung Chung has just woken up and has regrets and concerns.
Too late.
Raffle emoji times 8.
But also, Wen Ning is the kind of person who will just politely ignore a thing in your presence if he thinks it embarrasses you. So what should he do?
Jerk off about it. That's what.
Tough choice. Because on the one hand, what Rizziana said. But on the other hand, this is the first indication Wen Ning has that Jung Chung likes him back. And he does like to gently bully Jung Chung.
The solution for everything. That was for the jerk off about it, but also applies to gently bullying Jung Chung.
Oh, Wen Ying starts sending pictures. That is what he does.
Yes.
I'm thinking about getting something added to this innocent picture of his abs.
Exactly.
He politely ignores the texts, jerks off about them a lot, and starts innocently sending photos. Yes! But also of his fellow sailors, with their permission. They all think he has a girlfriend slash boyfriend he is flirting with. Which is not completely wrong, Wen Ying hopes. Tattoos and muscles and like, what do you think of this one? Technically meaning the tattoo, but well.
Jung Chung, meanwhile, back on land, dying.
Just so y'all know, I have been physically restraining myself from looking up, like, cargo ship routes and layouts and shift schedules.
This is not helping his existential crisis, Wen Ning.
It is absolutely supposed to not help. Raffle emoji times 2.
Also, physically restraining myself from making references to certain current events.
Terrible thought. They finally get to the point they're ready to do something about it when Wen Ning gets home, and then his arrival is delayed by having to go around the frigging Horn of Africa like it's the 1800s.
Actually, no, fuck it, I'm not going to restrain myself. Is Wenning's trip suddenly extended because they have to go around the Cape of Good Hope? Yes! Rissiana!
We're all on the same page here.
Okay, but we need to get them to that point. I think maybe Jiang Cheng's first tattoo, a small one, somewhere very discreet, just to prove to himself he can do this, is a tiny journey.
Inside of his bicep, easily hidden by a t-shirt. Ask me how I know.
Rovel emoji times two.
Jews are also not supposed to get body art.
I have one on the inside of my ankle. Very painful, but also easily hidden.
Aw.
But wherever he gets it, it's a tiny journey character. Connection in desolation. He takes a picture and sends it to Wen Ying. High on adrenaline and fuck you parents energy. Jiang Yin Li and Wei Ying take him out for dinner afterwards. Wei Ying's apparently pierced as hell boyfriend coming with. Jin Sichuan better not have hidden body mod stuff. He is the stodgy one. Jin Sichuan absolutely has hidden body mod stuff. Only Jiang Yin Li knows about.
Jin Sichuan's hidden underwear collection. He just seems like a guy who would appreciate high-quality fabric.
Thinking about Jin Zixian getting a lotus somewhere discreet also.
Oh, he'll get his lotus. Because tattoos are like Pringles, you can't just get one. Ask me how I know. Sobs.
Wen Ying texts back like 13 hours later. That's so beautiful. Congratulations, sparkle heart emoji.
Jiang Cheng feels a glow, because he went to a shop Wen Ying recommended.
How/when do they start sexting about it? That's what I want to know.
It is a slow process.
I just realized this is how you can tell I run Powered by the Apocalypse games. Leading questions always.
Because Jiang Cheng is Jiang Cheng and Wen Ying is Wen Ying.
They are both cautious boys, it's true.
Hilariously, it is Wen Ying who breaks, because Jiang Cheng is getting more tattoos, and Wen Ying knew he liked tattoos, but, well, he didn't realize he liked them that much.
Turns out when they're attached to a person you like, they're extra good. Wild. Who knew?
And also because Jiang Cheng and his therapist have been talking about this, and Jiang Cheng is asking for more and more pictures. Pictures of places Wen Ying was maybe not previously sending. Asking things like, how far does that one on your stomach go? And, is it really possible to tattoo your dick? Wouldn't that hurt? The answer to these questions is the same picture. A picture Wen Ying hesitates for a long time in sending. He does send it, though. A dick pic. His dick is soft. Well, mostly soft. As soft as he can get it, knowing what he's doing. They aren't sexting yet. And then he has to wait for so long for the answer. Jiang Cheng's eventual answer is garbled, but generally enthusiastic.
Next port is a week later.
Yes! In that time, Jiang Cheng has jerked off and sent horny messages basically daily.
I just realized they're probably using Telegram or something, so one of them could do voice messages if they wanted.
He hasn't quite sent his own picture. Not until mere hours before the port. Not that Jiang Cheng knows that. When he finally takes a picture of his own dick, softish, and asks, "Prime real estate?" He immediately wants to delete it. Delete his whole life, really. I think maybe they send voice messages too, but not about this. They will later, though. Smirk emoji times three.
Jiang Cheng, full of regret and mortification, I'm not telling this to Chris, his therapist.
He does, eventually. Because his therapist is good at what he does.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The amount of things Jiang Cheng is like, I refuse to bring this up in therapy, steadily decreases over time. Anyway, how does Wen Ying react to this only tangentially tattoo-related pic? Like, the veneer of plausible deniability is very thin here.
eggplant emoji times 5.
Perhaps he decides to be very direct about it, since if he learned anything from his time crushing on Wei Ying, it's how oblivious Jiang boys can be.
Oh, and he didn't want to be, because Jiang Cheng is absolutely the type to reject him out of flustered surprise and unrealized feelings, but he seems to realize what's going on. This is very, very unlikely a picture actually asking about tattooing, so maybe?
The asynchronous nature of their long-distance texting allows him to stew about it for a while and then be decisive.
Yeah!
Yeah, exactly. I think Wen Ning sends a voice message about it because he knows how easy it is to misread tone over text and he wants to be as clear as possible. Text first, replying to the free real estate question like, that's definitely a choice you can make. If you want more information about what that's like, I'm open to talk about it. And then voice message like, I'm bad at phrasing, but basically, I would like to not misread this, so was that flirting? Because I am interested in you.
Yes!
Zhang Cheng hitting play with trepidation.
And he doesn't send any sexy pictures that time, which makes Jiang Cheng sad. He'd gotten used to them. Does Wen Ying not find it fun anymore? Does Wen Ying not like him? Is he grossed out? And then hit play and, well?
You know what Jiang Cheng hasn't gotten used to? Wen Ning's soft voice saying, I'm interested in you. To be clear, I mean romantically and sexually.
Yes!
Zhang Cheng drops the phone on his face.
Yup, he gives himself a black eye.
If he were Wei Ying, he'd send a picture of the black eye to Wen Ning and be like, take responsibility!
Jiang Cheng would never. But Jiang Yan Li gets him to tell her how he got it, and Wei Ying overhears, and then Wei Ying sends Wen Ying a text with a picture of Jiang Cheng's face, and the message, take responsibility!
I was thinking Jiang Cheng would be like, this is humiliating, no one must know, but this is hilarious.
You aren't even dating yet, and already you are bruising my little brother. Jiang Cheng absolutely is like, this is humiliating, no one must know. Sadly for him, he has Yuan Meng's sibling brunch the next day. Jiang Yanli will find out why her baby bro has a black eye, and Wei Ying will tell the entire world. R.I.P. Jiang Cheng's dignity. But this also pushes Jiang Cheng, because Wei Ying has texted Wen Ying, and Jiang Cheng doesn't want that to be the first, or only, response Wen Ying gets to his message. On his own, he'd probably have waffled and gone silent, and it would have been shit for everyone for a while. Now, he has to figure out what he wants and make a decision.
Good thing Wen Ying always checks Jiang Cheng's messages first when he gets service. He doesn't even notice that he's doing it, probably. But yeah, every time he gets in range, he goes to his chat window with Jiang Cheng first.
Sobbing hard eyes emoji!
I do want to say that they have probably had a few real-time text chats. It's not like Wen Ning has no downtime when they're in port.
Pictures of food and nightlit streets in faraway places where Jiang Cheng is not. Let's have some feelings about Jiang Cheng, the good son who always seems to have to stay behind. He wasn't jealous of Wei Ying's running away to sea with no money and no plan, but he also kind of was.
Yeah.
That is a big thing he works through in therapy. I think most of Wen Ying's real-time talk, phone calls and stuff, is actually with Wen Qing and A Yuan.
Yeah, that tracks.
And the oldsters Granny lives with that Wen Ying volunteers with and helps take care of when he's home. And Jiang Cheng absolutely gets it and supports it.
The future awkwardness when they're finally in the same place again for the first time since flirting started and have to communicate in real time.
Wen Ning taking his family responsibilities seriously is one of the things Jiang Cheng loves about him.
I do think that Wen Ying takes some time out of that to call Jiang Cheng and talk about them at this moment. Jiang Cheng manages to send a message back that basically says, yes, me too. I want you to. Romantically and sexually. And Wen Ying knows they are going to have to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely.
And it is nice that they're so far away. There's a feeling to talking about emotionally fraught things when you are distant from the other person. The consequences don't seem as immediate. And that helps Jiang Cheng. It isn't a long call, and they definitely don't get sexy, because Wen Ying has a schedule and needs to do his family duties. But they both communicate. Boyfriends. Exclusive. No more boys in every port, Wen Ying. Ah, yes, Jiang Cheng. I had a boy in every single port, blowing up my phone with texts to see my tattoos. Really? Is exclusive not a thing you do? Oh, shit. I don't think I can be Polly. OMG, Jiang Cheng. That boy was you. Oh. Sidebar, I now want Sailor Wen Ying with a person in every port. Everyone at home thinks he's meek and mild and probably a virgin. Not this Wen Ying, though. Though this Wen Ying is defo not a virgin. Maybe after they start their asynchronistic sexting?
Yeah, I think once they're on the same page with what they want out of this relationship thing, they start sexting without the plausible deniability part of the proceedings.
Wen Ying, Jiang Cheng discovers, is distressingly good at it, having had long-distance relationship practice before. With who? Not relevant.
Yes. Wen Ying is definitely also the one who instigates it. Full disclosure, I have never in my life sexted and don't know how it goes, apart from, like, making explicit plans for in-person sexy times.
The asynchrony makes it interesting, I think. They both learn not to check their texts until they're alone.
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
Pictures and suggestions of what the other might do while looking at said pictures and thoughts about what they might do when Wen Ning gets back, etc. Sometimes those thoughts about what they might do when in the same place get surprisingly domestic, which Jiang Cheng did not expect, and it makes him feel complicated. Wen Ying likes to take care of people. Jiang Cheng would like to be taken care of, but doesn't really know how to admit that to anyone but his Jie Jie. He is maybe motivated to work on this before Wen Ying gets back.
Ah, yes, good boy, Jiang Cheng.
Wen Ying also gets some voice messages and text storms where Jiang Cheng is obviously jerking off and slowly losing it, talking about what he's imagining Wen Ying doing to him. They explore kinks a bit. In that, one time when Wen Ying is in port, he opens his texts and Jiang Cheng is jerking off in them right then. And Wen Ying is on the phone and it is awkward and he doesn't jerk off, but he can't just not respond. And he maybe accidentally calls Jiang Cheng good boy, and Jiang Cheng comes all over himself.
Jiang Cheng prays agenda 5 ever.
And sends Wen Ying a picture of himself covered in his own cum, blushing and scowling, and is like, "You did this! Take responsibility!" And Wen Ying looks at it and regrets, because he is on the phone to Uncle Number 5 and talking about fishing. He does not want to be hard right now. Sob emoji times 3.
Oh, poor boy. And this is why Wen Ying now doesn't check Jiang Cheng's text until he's sure he's alone and not on the phone. Wen Ying really does send Jiang Cheng a plaintive voice message like, "Char, you can't do that. I was on the phone with Wu Zhou." And turns out Jiang Cheng really likes it when Wen Ying sounds plaintive as well.
Raffle emoji times 2. Sob emoji times 2. Jiang Cheng is very smug. They text about kinks and, like, things they theoretically like and things they know they like and things that are no-goes. Wen Ying gets his revenge by sending Jiang Cheng pictures of all the knots he can make. And this is good, because they can explore things slowly and distanced, and so there are no terrible surprises when they're eventually together. Jiang Cheng is also a gremlin. He just hides it better. He absolutely tries to get Wen Ying to whine again. They've been dating officially for 5 months when Wen Ying gets home. Wait, no. They've been dating for a while, and then Wen Ying gets stuck going the long way around. Sob emoji times 3. But eventually, Wen Ying is coming into port. Wei Ying is trying his absolute hardest to get Jiang Cheng in a dress with a parasol and wave a handkerchief at his returning sailor Bo. Jiang Cheng refuses.
Wei Ying sends Wen Ning so many ever-given memes.
So many! Wen Ying tells Jiang Cheng they aren't quite as funny to him. Jiang Cheng starts raging anytime he sees them. He could be getting dicked down, going on dates, seeing his boyfriend's gorgeous tattooed cock in person, but no, some fucker couldn't drive.
But finally, finally!
Jiang Cheng waits at the port like a normal fucking person, Wei Ying. Sadly, Wen Ying is a troll and knows that Jiang Cheng secretly loves drama, and then he gets into the area where all the families are waiting. Jiang Cheng is accompanied by Wen Qing and Ayuan. He makes a beeline for Jiang Cheng and fucking dips him in a kiss. Wen Qing whistles. Jiang Cheng is beet red and wants to scowl, but it turns out Wen Ying is good at kissing. And also, Jiang Cheng feels special. Then Wen Ying swoops Ayuan, twirls around with him, and kisses all over his face. A side note to say that Wen Ying being gone for years actually makes the Wei Ying and Ayuan thing make more sense. Ayuan's parents died somehow, and his closest living relatives were Granny, who was willing to do her best but is too old to really care for a child full time, and the Wen Sibs. Wei Ying lived with the Wen Sibs, except Wen Ying was out at sea a lot, and while Wen Qing likes Ayuan, she does not have the time or energy or desire to be a single parent. Not even with Granny's help. But she isn't, because Wei Ying is always there to help. Eventually, they get Wei Ying formally involved in this situation, as one of the four Ayuan's official guardians. Thus, when Lan Chan is an amazing insta-dad and Wei Ying wants to move in, it's okay. And Wen Qing is about to go do something medicine-related that requires wildly terrible shifts. So it makes complete sense for Ayuan to go with Wei Ying. They haven't done this yet. They're all waiting for Wen Ying to get back and talk about it in person. This is also why, back at the beginning, Jiang Cheng thinks of Wen Ying as Wei Ying's roommate's brother, and not Wei Ying's second roommate. Because Wen Ying is only sometimes around.
Excellent reasoning. We did some great accidental world building here today.
We do need to get to banging. I want them to bang! Jiang Cheng was overwhelmed at a kiss. What would actual tattooed dick be like? But that probably doesn't happen right away, because there's a welcome home dinner with Granny, and Ayuan has so much to show Ningguge. And Wen Qing and he need to catch up.
Torture.
And Jiang Cheng can wait. He can. Wen Ying's devotion to his family is a thing he loves about him. He isn't Wei Ying, who can't go an entire day at work without jumping his boyfriend in the bathroom. Jiang Cheng has been very patient. He honestly doesn't even expect to see Wen Ying that night. He expects to have dinner with Wen Ying's family, includes Wei Ying and Lan Chan now apparently, and then return home to let Wen Ying and Wen Qing and Ayuan and Granny catch up. Only when everyone is getting ready to go, Wen Ying sticks to Jiang Cheng's side. Jiang Cheng is like, eh? And Wen Ying is like, oh, did you not want? And things are a bit awkward in that new relationship way for a moment where neither is sure where they stand.
Jiang Cheng is made of want, but how exactly can he express that?
Right? Especially because he doesn't want to guilt Wen Ying into not hanging out with his family if that's what he wants to do. And Wen Ying sort of assumed he was going home with Jiang Cheng. But what if that was too much? Sure, they're together, but what if Jiang Cheng wants to take it in person slowly?
Boys, don't cock-block yourselves with misplaced politeness. Things Wen Qing may think to herself while watching them dither on the sidewalk outside.
She will never tell. Well, not until she and Mian Mian get drunk and talk about all the boys in their lives. Nie Huaisang is invited too. But between Jiang Cheng's therapy and them being used to talking about stuff, because that is basically the only thing they could do, they work it out. Wenqing does not help them by yelling, "I'm going to take Aiyuan home now. Please don't come. I have turned your bedroom into my study." She doesn't, but oh, how she wants to.
Jiang Cheng, as they both know, lives alone, so... Okay, yes, they're both used to saying things out loud since that was how they did it when it was long distance. So halfway through the sidewalk dithering, Jiang Cheng takes his courage in his hands and straight up goes, "I want to invite you over, but I don't want to take you away from your family." And Wenning is like, "I would very much like to come home with you if you also want that." And they go to Jiang Cheng's place. Success! Very into that softly simmering tension on the way over, where they both know something is going to happen, but not exactly what.
Yes! Jiang Cheng is pretty sure they're going to kiss, because, wow, that kiss at the port. He's still reeling. Where did Wen Ying learn that? Who taught him? Jiang Cheng wants to send them a fruit basket.
Oh, man. Also, Wen Ying knows exactly what it sounds like when Jiang Cheng falls apart because of all those voice messages. But it's not like Wen Ying has a whole lot of privacy in his bunk.
F. Yes!
Jiang Cheng has a whole section of his fantasy life dedicated to wondering what kinds of sounds Wen Ying makes. Wen Ying has spent the entire last trip doing a lot of very, very quiet jerking off in the head. Add to the things I'm physically restraining myself from looking up, what cargo ship bathrooms look like. This is for fun, self, stop it.
I kind of assume that in situations like that, there's a bit of no one acknowledges what happens in the dark if they overhear something.
Oh yeah, for sure. My point is mainly that Wen Ying is not going to be doing any recording sessions for his boyfriend where his co-workers can hear.
Ah, yes, absolutely not. Sending any voice messages is hard enough, with everyone ribbing him in the background. To be fair, Wen Ying also does this to everyone else. Fair turnaround.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cheerful mutual ribbing from the crews, how you get along, smile emoji. So they get back to Zhang Cheng's place, and Wen Ying, who is a sweet, conscientious boy, double-checks that kissing is on the table, and they end up making out with Zhang Cheng straddling Wen Ying on the couch. And the first time Zhang Cheng dips his head to lick along the black lines curving around Wen Ying's left shoulder toward his collarbone, Wen Ying lets out this breathy moan, and Zhang Cheng needs a moment to process that he just made Wen Ying sound like that.
Fuck yes. Alarms are going off in Jiang Cheng's head. His new life goal is to make Wen Ying sound like that all the time. They keep making out. Jiang Cheng keeps kissing and licking and sucking bruises into Wen Ying's tattoos.
Wen Ying keeps thinking maybe they should take this to the bedroom, but Jiang Cheng keeps distracting him with that beautiful, eager mouth. Then Jiang Cheng slides out of his lap and onto the floor in what is definitely the smoothest motion of the evening. What happened to the awkward bean on the sidewalk? And sets about unbuttoning Wenning's pants, and Wenning's brain goes a little staticky for a second. Jiang Cheng makes some noises about having wanted to get his mouth on Wenning's dick since the first photo he saw of it, and Wenning lifts his hips to help him slide his underwear down, because he's definitely not objecting to that.
Yes! And here's the thing. One of the sex things Jiang Cheng knows he is good at is blowjobs. He and Wei Ying practiced.
Jiang Cheng's a giver. Jiang Cheng's also finally getting a close-up of that tattoo that goes from Wen Ning's lower abdomen all the way to his dick, and it's... it's a lot. It's gorgeous, obviously. What is it of? And Jiang Cheng starts by tracing the edges with his tongue, grazing a little with his teeth just to see Wen Ning's abs jump.
Maybe vines, flowers, thorns?
Ooh, yeah, that's lovely.
But all black work. All of Wen Ying's tattoos are black work.
Yes, love that. Interesting patterns to trace with the mouth.
And trace them he does. Until Wen Ying lets out a strangled, please.
Soaks up every single gasp and moan until, yeah, yes, that.
And Jiang Cheng hadn't even realized he was teasing.
Yeah, he genuinely got a little lost in the art.
too absorbed in the tattoo. But at Wen Ying's plea, he blinks and, fuck, he needs to give Wen Ying what he wants. So he goes down on Wen Ying, takes that gorgeous cock into his mouth, takes it all the way.
Wen Ying groans at that, long and loud, and, fuck, that's so good, Chung'er. And Zheng Cheng groans around his cock and redoubles his efforts at the praise.
It is a glorious feedback loop until Wen Ying buries his fingers in Jiang Cheng's hair and says, I'm gonna, Chung'er, I'm gonna, and Jiang Cheng just sucks harder.
They sit like that for a bit as Wen Ying comes down, Zheng Cheng with his head on Wen Ying's thigh and Wen Ying stroking his hair. And then, when Wen Ying can talk again, he's like, think we can take this to the bedroom? I still haven't seen any of your tattoos in person.
Yes!
Turnabout's fair play, and Wen Ying definitely gets to reciprocate, but y'all ended the last one on a pithy one-liner, so I feel that this works as a parallel.
Yes, that definitely works. Ta-da! Emoji times three. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for everyone involved. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!